I'd never argue that what MMA fighters get asked to do, take their clothes off and go to the depths of human endurance in front of thousands of people, isn't in some ways heroic. I mean, none of them are Superman.
Bull's Superman.
Even so, a lot of fighters have done things outside of the cage you couldn't describe as anything less than heroic. From stopping robberies to saving people from life and death situations, here's some of the best stories and heroic moments from fighters as they all tapped into their friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Everybody gets one.
All right, guys, let's just take a break for one quick second. Today's video is sponsored by BetterHelp, giving you an easier way to get access to licensed therapists anywhere. We know a lot of the viewers on this channel are men, obviously, and typically we have a lot of trouble opening up and just even finding someone to talk to. Actually making the decision to go and talk to someone can be a very difficult step, but luckily that's exactly what BetterHelp is here for. And there's nothing wrong with trying to find better ways to help you deal with those situations. Now that is where BetterHelp comes in. If you're thinking about finding someone to talk to, BetterHelp can give you that outlet. It's a place that you can talk to properly trained and licensed therapists, get unbiased advice no matter where you are. And the benefit of actually talking to someone who's properly equipped to help you handle your challenges can be immense. Now, if this does sound like something you might be interested in checking out, all you got to do is go to their website, betterhelp.com/MMAonPoint. You answer a few questions and then BetterHelp will match you with a qualified professional. You usually get matched within 48 hours, so it's really easy to get started right now. And the best thing about it is you can do it from your phone, via messaging, on a call, a video chat, whatever you feel is the best way you need to communicate. It is the easiest way possible to start talking to a therapist. So let BetterHelp connect you with someone that can support you, all from the comfort of your own home. If this sounds like something you're interested in, guys, all you got to do is visit betterhelp.com/MMAonPoint or just choose MMA on Point during sign up. And you'll also enjoy a special discount for your very first month. Thanks for listening, guys. Let's get back to the video. I'm Bailey and from MMA on Point. Thank you to all of you Hall of Famers out there. You know who you are. We appreciate you. And these are 10 times MMA fighters were real life heroes. Number 10, American Steve Irwin. Well, let's start in Florida. Why don't we? Well, I imagine there's probably enough crazy shit going on a daily basis that if you were some kind of vigilante, you'd probably have your work cut out. Let's talk about amateur MMA champion Mike Dragic, who you probably won't have heard of, but this story was just too good not to kick things off at number 10. Now, I've not been to Florida, but I'm guessing a 10-foot alligator is pretty goddamn big. And yeah, I know they float around down there, but I also think you don't want one of those things anywhere near children, let alone an elementary school. Well, the blue-collar brawler, as he's known, Mike, happened to be on scene and got word of the beastie lurking where it shouldn't, and he got stuck straight in. Can we just quickly talk about that sleeveless vest for a second? I mean, the guy looks like Floridian Homelander. What makes this even better is that there was about 200 people watching and screaming, which sounds just like a cage fight. Anyway, actually, Mike pretty much described the whole experience as such, saying once he stepped in front of it, he focused up like it was fight time. You know, people called him crazy, but he only had one thing to say about that.
I am Florida man.
Number 9, restaurant security. Ever been out having a nice meal and someone comes up to you and starts drunkenly harassing you and your friends? Honestly, sounds like a normal Friday night in certain pubs in England. This happens to a lot of people, but most people aren't MMA fighters, and they are usually the worst people you want to piss off when you're eating dinner. Ryan Hall might not look like an intimidating guy, but disturb him and his friends, and well, everyone in a restaurant, and he can switch on superhero mode, especially if you are literally just talking complete drunk nonsense.
You have no idea what the fuck I'm capable of. I'll bite your fucking nose off, dude.
Still, I don't think I've seen anyone do anything as stupid as this. Yeah, mate, that's a literal wizard you're fucking with right there. In true superhero fashion, Ryan, though, assured everyone. To be fair, this man's knees could have been ripped apart, but he got it much easier than when the same thing happened to former welterweight champion Matt Serra. I mean, he couldn't help but laugh as he just sat on this guy and restrained a very drunk wanker who was set on ruining everyone's night.
Easy right hand at his fucking right chin. I was looking at him like RoboCop where I saw the chin right there. But then he's taking his shirt off. I'm just like, ah, yeah.
Number 8, Jacare, the gym hero. We've talked about some unfriendly alligators, but how about a nice one? Well, I mean, I don't know what Jacare does to people in the cage could be called nice, but the story of how he saved Mike Perry's life is equally heroic as it is hilarious. Sorry, Mike.
I love that dude, man. He's like, he is literally my hero, bro.
Platinum Perry, being, you know, Mike Perry, developed a pretty interesting workout plan to strengthen his neck and resistance to being choked unconscious. And you know what? It's probably better if Mike just explains this one.
So there was this rubber band hanging from this like pull-up bar, and I put my head in this thing, and I'm like, oh, I'm gonna do a neck workout. So I lean forward, wraps up my neck, and then I flex myself, and in 2 seconds, next thing I know, Alan's like slapping me and pouring water on me, shaking me.
Look, Mike Perry has some crazy stories, but hanging unconscious from a bar in a gym is just a whole new level of dumb arsery.
They said that Jacare, who while he was filming for ESPN, he was like hitting a bag, and he sees me, and I'm passed out. I'm still hanging on his thing.
This is the moment that literally Mike Perry could have died if it wasn't for the one man with enough submissions to be able to detect unconscious people from the other side of a room.
And Jacare seen it, and he was over there quick, and he pulls me out of the thing. I didn't mean to scare everybody. The pregnant wife of Alan was like crying. She's like, oh my God, are you depressed? I was like, no, it was an accident. I'm stupid. I'm sorry.
Honestly, I reckon hang out with Mike Perry enough and you'll probably have ton of opportunities to save that guy's life. Doesn't make what Sousa did any less heroic for noticing what was happening and snapping into action. And the Reddit comment of the week goes to Lewis Armo for his take on the whole thing. Number 7, friendly neighborhood wider man. Back in 2014, after the legendary Anderson Silva fell to the All-American Chris Weidman, he was living life as the champ, still an undefeated fighter, and also doing some pretty heroic stuff on the side. He helped out with the victims of Hurricane Sandy, he had spearheaded fundraisers to help fighters and disabled children, but on a regular Thursday morning during a torrential downpour, he was about to be a whole new level of hero. Chris was about to leave the house to go pick up Wonderboy Thompson from the airport, who'd flown in for some training, when he kept hearing this really weird noise being repeated over and over until he realized it was coming from his neighbor's driveway. He got that weird feeling in his tummy that he knew something just wasn't right, and there was his 94-year-old neighbor in a terrible state. She'd fallen into a glass table and was in a really, really bad way. He managed to calm her down and, using a lot of paper towels, tried to stop the bleeding, but had to call his buddy who worked at a precinct because he couldn't get through to an ambulance. The paramedics did arrive, and luckily the woman's life was saved. That is some heroic shit. Number 6, MMA vigilantes. Unless you're planning for a Joker-level heist, there is a lot that can go wrong, but one planned eventuality for most criminals probably isn't a UFC fighter. Some of you will probably remember that before John Jones broke bad, he did his own fair share of vigilante work.
I see an old Spanish couple, like, screaming, and I'm like, dude, they just got mugged, and I just started running, like, closing in on this guy about 20 yards away, and then he trips over his own foot, so I grabbed him, and I, like, figure-fored his legs, and I sat on his legs. We hold them and the police come.
This is the point where I have to remind you that this happened the day before he fought Shogun Hua for the world title. Of course, more recently, Kevin Holland has picked up the Batman moniker. He's been stopping crime everywhere. Like, don't know if he's a magnet for trouble. You'd think so, considering his backstage antics in the UFC, but maybe he's just got a really good spider sense.
Mic check, 1-2-1-2. Got Kevin on the mic, what we gonna do?
I mean, the guy has chased down car thieves in Texas and even stopped armed robberies while eating sushi with his family.
It's like, I get over there, realize what the shooter is, help pry the gun out. I pull the fucker back, put him in a rear naked choke, sit him in the lap, you know, hold him by the back of the head, let him know, man, you move again, I'm about to smack you. I'm gonna hit you really hard, bro. You might wanna just chill out.
There's also this amateur MMA champion called Mara Desanya Yaka, who took on a whole squad of criminals while stopping a robbery at his gas station. This is literally like that scene out of Kick-Ass, so this man deserves a shout out just for dropping these guys, honestly. Also, can't forget when Poliana Viana beat the shit out of that guy in Brazil who tried to rob her. I'm sure that would have made Alex Pereira very proud. Number 5, martial arts guardians. Don't know what it is about drunk people always picking on those that can't defend themselves, but luckily there's often a random MMA fighter walking about ready to step in and help him out. Now, you may have heard of Phoenix Jones. He was an MMA fighter that went viral when he dressed up as a literal superhero and just roamed the streets trying to help people.
How's it going?
But how about one of the biggest prospects in UFC history, Roger Huerta? Yeah, after seeing a Texas Longhorn linebacker, Rashad Bambino, pick on someone definitely not his size, Roger stepped in without hesitation. He basically sprinted after the guy, got him on the ground, and beat the shit out of him. This happened like 15 years ago when camera phones were worse quality than illegal UFC streams. Also, not the most heroic thing, but I guess it's some kind of justice.
And then go up. Boom. That usually does a job.
Same thing kind of also happened with old school UFC fighter Guy Mezger back in 2012. At this point, Guy had been retired 7 years, was the president of HDNet, but saw a guy harassing and beating up someone he shouldn't, so he jumped in to help.
I look up and I see this woman go flying back. So I hit him with a head and arm throw and he went flying. I mean, I didn't realize he had pulled out the knife at that point. He threw kind of a wide angle punch at me. I blocked it and hit him and he went down. And when he went down, the knife fell out of his hand. And I looked down at my left hand where I blocked the shot. I didn't even feel it, but he sliced right through my thumb.
The image of his hand is pretty awful, so let's just blur that out for everyone that doesn't want to Google it themselves. Oh, and there was also that time Jake Shields stepped in and saved a guy from an angry mob. Bit up in the air, though, as that guy was being a total dickhead, but this isn't Van Helsing. You know, no one deserves to get mobbed, and someone has to protect the arseholes, I guess. Number 4, MMA Baywatch. If you thought the achievements of former heavyweight champion Fabricio Werdum couldn't get any more impressive than basically submitting a who's who of some of the best heavyweights ever, you should probably think again, because he's also done some heroic shit outside the cage.
You just saved a young teenager's life.
Yeah, man. I just take my family for the beach. Everything's good. Picnic in the beach. A lot of food. Everything's good.
But just as they were settling into their P3 protein snacks, the atmosphere took a quick turn.
A siren, you know? When? And they say, what happened? When I look in the ocean there, two guys inside, you know? Help, help. When I saw this, I say, I have to help. Boom, I take my t-shirt off and I go running to the guy, you know? I start to swim, but I say to the guy, I say to the guard life, hey man, you take the girl and I take the guy. I take him, I give the float for him, and then later the guy's coming again, say, thank you. I mean, it's very hard job, man.
That's a pretty freaking crazy story, and man, props to Werdum for diving into action like that to save someone's life. He's not the only fighter that's got stuck into some dangerous waters, though. You might remember a Croatian UFC and KSW fighter by the name of Goran Relish. I don't know if you've been to Croatia, but it's beautiful, especially the ocean. And on two separate occasions, Goran has saved people in desperate situations. One time, he was literally in bed at 3 a.m, heard a car crash, saw that they'd driven into the ocean, so he dove in, broke the windshield, and saved two people's lives. He'd been sitting out of UFC competition at this point as well because his back was so badly injured. Honestly, some humans are incredible. Number 3, Derek Lewis, Aquaman. Sticking with a water-based theme here, it wasn't long ago that a natural disaster struck the hometown of the Black Beast, Derek Lewis. In 2017, Hurricane Harvey hit Houston and the whole place was flooded, forcing around 30,000 people into shelters. It was an emergency situation and the authorities said no one should be leaving or going out for any reason. Of course, Derek Lewis thought, fuck that, jumped in his massive truck and started roaming the streets trying to save as many lives as he possibly could.
Me and my wife was watching the news and we heard that the officers, the only way they're going to go out is a life or death situation. So I went out and tried to help as many people as I can.
I don't know what's more superhero-like, having the most KOs in UFC history or taking it upon yourself to save Houston.
Do you know how many people you've rescued at this point, Derek?
I'd say over 100 people, I believe.
I mean, poor guy was allergic to ants, and they were everywhere as well. Look, I mean, Batman had his Batmobile, didn't he? And Derek, he just had a big truck and a heart of gold. Honestly, what a guy. Number 2, Highway Hero. This might be one of the more harrowing entries in this video, and it happened to one of the more polarizing guys in the MMA world. Now, for those of you who don't know Brendan Schaub, he was a UFC heavyweight. He left the sport to do podcasting and comedy, and over the years, the fan base kind of grew more and more disdain towards him. I'm not going to go into all the details, but suffice to say, what he did in LA back in 2021 was nothing short of heroic.
We believe that a family of father, mother, and 4 children were in that SUV, that Lincoln Navigator, that was going the wrong way here earlier this evening. It collided head-on with that big rig you see down there.
A tragic and awful accident, to be sure, but guess who happened to be driving by? Brendan Schaub.
And my girl goes, oh, holy shit, babe, slow down, slow down. I go, what? She goes, there's an accident. They looked at 18-wheelers, and there's a car just mangled. There's like a 6 or 7-year-old on top of the car like this. And then he's pointing down. I look in, there's 2 other kids in the car. So I break the window. I take the kid through, and in the front is a lady who passed away. And the kid's going, mama, mama. And I go, Bubba, look at me. And there's a lady walks up. I don't know where she came from. And I go, take these two kids and run that way.
What a terrifying situation to be caught up in, but you have to commend him for stopping and then doing everything he could to save as many lives as possible that day. Number one, lifesavers. I think most of us already know that based on her title-winning performance that Misha Tate is pretty good at thinking on her feet. But that quick thinking has also translated outside the cage as well. If you're a proper hardcore MMA fan, you'll know that at one point, Misha Tate was dating fellow UFC fighter Brian Caraway. After making some bonus money, Brian took his parents and Misha away to Mexico. Now, I hear there's a bunch of fun things to do down there, but they went out for a bit of snorkeling. Caraway's mother was asthmatic. She had an inhaler in her bathing suit, but it fell out. Next thing, Misha knew, she was hearing screaming coming from the boat. When she got there, Brian's mum was in a terrible state. She had turned blue and was essentially unable to breathe at all. Apparently, the guides that were with them were completely useless. Brian didn't know if it was an allergic reaction, if she'd been stung, but Misha guessed that it was her asthma. She grabbed another inhaler that was on the boat, but it didn't work. It was only after Tate pumped the inhaler in her own mouth and then gave Brian's mum mouth-to-mouth that it basically saved her life. I mean, what a freaking badass. The doctors back in the US had apparently never heard of anything like that, and at least according to Brian, it's now in a medical journal as a method to be used in emergencies. There was also that time she carried a six-year-old girl with a broken arm down a mountain. And of course, you'll know recently that the legendary UFC Hall of Famer Mark Coleman did something truly heroic.
Well, I woke up at 3 a.m. and I'm hot. I'm real hot. But I walked out towards the kitchen and now I see clouds of, I didn't put it together that it was smoke and fire.
Mark woke up to a house fire and despite being 59, managed to carry both his parents out of the burning home.
Okay, I yelled at my mom and dad, mom, dad, mom, dad, mom, dad! Fucking five times and they didn't answer. I thought they were dead and I grabbed my dad and he had my mom and I'm walking them down the hallway and I turn around. My fucking mom wasn't there. I ran back and I grabbed her and now it's pretty much a blind walk at this point.
Before going back to save the family dog that had woken him up.
I got down on my knees too because I was swiping underneath the bed and I swiped and then I jumped to the end and I swiped again and I couldn't find him.
And sustaining some serious injuries in the process that left him in hospital. Coleman luckily seems to have recovered well. But without a doubt, he saved his parents' lives that night.
I know I got some good fans, but you're really the best.
All right, okay. So things got pretty emotional towards the end there. But I think the point is there's lots of heroes from the MMA world. And I'm sure I missed out a few as well. Let me know down below if you've got any other heroic stories from people that we didn't talk about today. Do want to give a shout out to the editor as well, Luke Taylor. Thank you very much, Luke, for working hard on this video, bringing you all the fun stuff. You can check him out at CoolToMe_ on socials and his new YouTube channel as well. Check it out. Also, shout out to all you guys who support us as members on the channel. You can join them, guys. There's unedited podcasts, all kinds of good stuff on there, writers meeting access. If you did enjoy the video, go ahead and give us a thumbs up and a subscribe as well, guys. We do a lot of videos every single week, lots of content for you to get. Thank you. Have a good day.